Yo, it's your boy, Yensei, the janitor, aka CDL Hoser, aka Raz, aka fucking Jada Kid, aka, you know what I'm saying, your motherfucking boy, you know what I'm saying, you know what it is, you heard me? Nah, I'm just playing. I'm out here though, it's a Colorado night. I'm out here in the suburb, midburbs of Colorado. Fucking, it's been cool living out here, you know what I'm saying? I've been out here since like, I don't know, fucking January, maybe February, you know what I'm saying? And the folks out here is cool. The air is colder, thinner. You know what I'm saying? I'm like 9,000 feet in the air. Fucking shit is cold as fuck out here. Yeah, I'm staying in one of the worst towns in, I guess in Colorado. I got a few guests here. Yeah. These motherfuckers ain't guests. They the roommates. I got a young podcast going on. Y'all trying to say something?
What up?
Where did that come? Good one. That was awkward. Anyways, yeah, dog, you know what it is. I've just been out here, though. Just trying to do my life. Just trying to live it right. You know what I mean? Just been working for this poo stain. This fucking poo butt ass poo stain. He ain't shit. His name is Rob. He works for RBLG. Or his brand is RBLG. You know what I'm saying? Moving appliances. Delivering appliances. Installing them. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. It's better than what I was doing before. You know what I mean? And it's promising, so I'm out here. Yeah, dog, I'm just doing my podcast. I got like $8 just recently from my last podcast, so I was like, yo, I gotta keep podcasting. And rich in fame. This is the way.
$8?
Yeah, bro, off my last podcast. Yeah, they give me
people listening to you.
Yeah, people listen from all over the world. It tells you like how many people listen, where they listen from, how many plays it was played, and, you know, the whole nine, so.
So you could be like Joe Rogan?
Yeah, though. Yeah. But, and, like, people fucks with my shit, you know, so. Yo.
Long podcast.
Huh, you know what I'm saying? It's been a little bit. It's been a little minute. What's going on, everybody? It's been, sheesh. I don't even know how long it's been to be so real, but. It's your boy, the janitor. Ben got fired. Ben got let go of. yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm out here bouncing around doing certain jobs. You know what I'm saying? I was an appliance installer for a little while. Well, we going to go ahead and stick to the janitor just because that motherfucker is catchy. And that's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm always cleaning up. So, but we got my boy out here from all the way from Hayward, California, you know what I'm saying? Shouting it out to Pueblo, Colorado, you know what I'm saying? We trying to do what it is, you know what I'm saying? We going to be up next. How you doing though, brother? How you doing?
Good. How's Colorado been?
Cold. Shit, man. This bitch been cold. It's been Well, I ain't gonna lie, it hasn't snowed yet, and all the natives out here, they're kind of scared about that. They're not really fucking with it. Like, they said that it should have been snowing by August, October, and it's December, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sucks, being cold.
What is the coldest on the huge or in the past week that it's been in the Bay?
Wait, give me one sec. Let me put on my headphones.
It's good. Do your thing, man.
Give me one sec. I got my headphones right here. Oh, it's the janitor, Mario.
What's going on? What's going on with Mario? Bueno.
He's right here, but he's working right now.
What's he doing for work?
He's
What is he on the blade?
He's called a moderator for TikTok.
What?
Yeah, like he like looks at comments and shit.
For TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, blood. It don't matter who it is that I'm around, dog. We all finna be on a rise, dog. He's working for TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, as a moderator.
Yeah, here pretty soon, my boy. We finna be on a rise. We finna be doing what it is, you know what I'm saying? And TikTok's finna be paying us to work for them.
Exactly. Now tell you what I'm saying? Tell you what I've been trying to get into, this NFT game.
Yo. Yo, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to throw this on my YouTube channel once I get it up and going and everything. But, yeah, before we get into NFT right quick,
yeah.
Shout you out, and if you got any words from the wise to tell these folks out here, you know what I'm saying, who listening to us, tell them what it is.
Yep, so, you know, I'm half of the Lonely Boys. We out here. I also haven't been podcasting in a while. We've just been chilling. Honestly, I'm trying to get where we get a camera and then YouTube that shit and put on YouTube.
Hold on. We have a loose cat. We have a loose cat. There's a cat on the loose in the backyard. There's a cat on the loose in the backyard. Smokey. He just hit the window and looked at me funny. I opened it.
Speaking about Smokey, you know, I'm always with the wood when I'm podcasting.
Oh, yeah. Big Smokey Wokey with the wood, huh? He's grabbing him now. I thought it was like a squirrel climbing from the top of the house down to the ground. I'm like, what the fuck was it that just hit the wall? And then I look and I just see eyes and it's all Smokey looking all cute. And I open it and I'm like, and then he was just all looking at me. He walked off that way. I'm like, yo, let me go get y'all right quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The window was shut. Well, I opened it for him to get in. All right. Well, anyways.
Hey, I've been seeing them skimpy joints, though.
What? The skimpers?
I've been seeing them on your snap. I've seen a couple of thin things.
You know how it is out here, man. That should be steadily low key. I ain't gonna cap.
The
Colorado is not the best place to be looking for tree.
How much is an ounce?
Well, because of where I go to now, it's $83 out the door.
Oh, that's not bad.
But it's some stupid Mac Noopy. Yeah, you know I'm saying it's some of that yum of that, boy. I can't tell you.
So you found a real reliable plug?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, real solid plug. That purple, I'm finna cap. I know the purple is cap because we don't get no purple like it is nowhere else out of California. If it's not out of Cali, and if I'm not in Cali getting the weed from a Cali motherfucker, I don't believe it is purple. I know that it's either A, freezer burned.
Yeah, or that's what B, I was going to say.
Chemically sprayed onto, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's absolutely no way that everybody else in the U.S. is getting purple because the last time I seen purple on some weed was like some Alaskan Thunderfuck, but it wasn't even Alaskan Thunderfuck because I remember those had like reddish hairs with like orange tint on them. Some of that thrax. I know they had a little hybrid version of it at one point. Just some of that gorilla blue shit. And I remember I was buying that shit like there was no tomorrow. And yeah, dog. The weed out here is cool. You know what I'm saying? Tomorrow it's gonna be snowing really, really hard, and I'm really not fucking with that. And I'm like, I've been here since I've already been here through a winter. But I don't know if I want to go through another one.
So you're gonna come back? That's a big announcement.
Yeah. He said that's the big announcement. I mean, low key, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
So, Bay, it always calls people back, huh?
What, are you not excited? I'm about to, bro.
Yeah, I do want to get this podcasting going. You need to get a little setup.
You know who hit me back up today?
Oh.
You know who Zay Bang is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy.
He said it's good?
I hit him up on a podcast situation, business inquiry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say too much, but just, you know what I'm saying, maybe sometime down along the road when he's not on tour, your boy finna get, you know what I'm saying, locked in.
Yeah. So watch out for it.
You know what I'm saying? We next, boy. I'm telling you, we next. And then I don't know if you know who Lil Bean is.
Yeah, Lil Bean. I've been slapping.
Yeah, I'm waiting on his reply, but I know
me and my friends call that hood emo music.
You're hella stupid.
He never has a good day, bro.
He said he never has. I feel like every day is good for him because he's eating nice.
Yeah, he's eating nice, but in his music, I'm like, man, poor guy.
Yeah, facts.
I'm trying to make a song like that, one of those singing nigga songs.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, I'm probably finna fuck around and make one of them because, like, I'm trying to write a book.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do my podcasting.
Oh yeah, you said you're trying to write a book. What about, like, just life?
My life, yeah, dog. And, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to do my music, my book, my podcasting. I'm not too sure exactly how I'm gonna get into everything, but I know my podcast channel is the way into it.
Oh, how much?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd already. Let me see.
How much money you got from the Anchor?
Only about $8. But I'm not even. Yeah,
I got like $5.
Really?
$5. I haven't cashed it though. You know.
Really?
Yeah, I need to really start posting it.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, what? We about to get into this NFT game too.
Yeah, dog. Do you know that Gary Vee made $91 million in 90 days off of that?
Yeah, with like his book.
Yeah, dog.
That's just crazy. But yeah, I'm trying to make like a clothing NFTs or some shit like that. Like fucking, you buy a shirt.
You gotta spend like 3 days doing that kind of shit though, you know?
Yeah, low key. But this is my business idea. Peep it. So we make NFTs, right? And when you buy that, you get a shirt. We'll send you a shirt. One shirt. One of one. All everything's one of one. And you basically could return that shirt if it fucks up or gets messed up or anything like that. But the first one we give you is going to have a number one on it. And then if you keep on switching it out, it's going to have like a number two, then number three, you know? So people aren't really going to want to switch it out for a newer one or whatever. And the NFT, you're eventually going to be able to wear in this metaverse. You know what I'm saying?
Oof. So you know about the whole shebang, huh?
Brother, man, really?
I wanted to surprise how fast technology is moving. And I'm not even finna cap. Ever since I moved here to, you know what I'm saying, young Colorado, I've been noticing how fast the game, not even the game, dog, it's a real life like thing, homie. Like, it's fucking happening. Like, it's moving hella fast. Bitcoin, Dogecoin. Let me tell you, YG, rappers YG, shout out YG, shout out Mozzie, you know what I'm saying? Oak Park 400, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. They're making Bitcoins. They're making digital currency because these gangsta ass blood motherfuckers understand that technology is moving forward fast, that they got to keep up with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, money, cash rules, everything around me. But then again, though, we don't know nothing about digital currency.
Yeah, I don't...
It's a new wave of dollar. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe the dollar is going to fall off 155%, but I do believe... I don't know if you've seen enough movies to where you know that there might be a poor and rich community. There will be no middleman.
I feel like you in the poor community, if you own these digital currencies, NFTs, CFAs, whatever the fuck you want to call them, be on the billionaire, millionaire kind of
them digital assets. Like,
if they're trying to sell virtual land, virtual oceans, virtual air, virtual money, and real earth through NFTs and other kind of shit like that for the metaverse.
That's just gonna be crazy. It's gonna be like Player Game or Player. What's that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm. But it's gonna be that much more intense though. Just because, like, if you don't make the millions here now, you're not going to be able to later. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, but once this, I feel like once this is all a thing, and the whole world, or let's just say hypothetically, in 2028. Is when the poor become the poor and the filthy, and the rich become the beautiful and the riches of the rich. The poor at the time will try to catch up with trying to invest in everything and blah blah blah, but it'll be too late.
Yeah, low key, it's even hard to invest like a broke person into NFTs and fucking Bitcoins. So.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, the lowest NFT that I have found is, like, $150. And, like, yeah. I know a lot of most motherfuckers don't got $150 to spend on the digital art.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Just everyday. Broke niggas getting left behind, you know? Right
and
now,
then,
quick.
And then wait 8 months.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Yeah, bro, you're right, though. Broke niggas getting left behind quick around this
100%.
Time.
100%. 100%. And the broke... really talking about is everybody who's like, oh yeah, we got 50 bands, boy, we got 100 bands in cash, you know what I'm saying? Wooty wop, mm-hmm. this and that, all this in between. They're not thinking like these other folks who are spending $1,000 a check to invest and to kind of like figure out this new digital currency wave of money and whatever branch it breaks out from. Even though they're living paycheck to paycheck, they know that in like 3 to 5, 2 to 5, 1 to 5 years, they're going to be all right.
Yeah. The one that tells me about the NFTs and shit is Mario. Mario knows something about them. I have no idea about them.
Boy, I don't either. You know what Gary Vee said? If nobody hears this besides you, out of everybody who's listening all around anywhere, is... what he did as soon 8 months, eight, nine months ago when he found out about NFTs, he had 90 million things he was dealing with. And mm-hmm. he took 50 hours out of his week to sit Jesus. There and do nothing but learn about NFTs.
Oh, we got the Mario coming.
Okay. Huh?
The Mario's coming. You're going to join the pod? Oh, okay.
All right. Ho. What's going on, boy? How you doing? So I heard you working for big old TikTok, huh? Hello? Yeah. Yo.
All right. Yo. Hey,
yo.
So you lost that recording?
Yeah, I lost the recording.
Damn. But, yeah, if you want to hear some real game on the NFTs, here. Mario was telling me something.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what it is? I ended up losing my last recording that I had going on with my boy. The Lonely Boys is Mario and my boy Chewy, you know what I'm saying? We got them featured on once again. So, yeah, we was talking about NFT. So, if you guys are interested, just shut up and listen like you've already been doing. So,
all right.
What's going on, Mario? How you doing?
Pretty good. How you been, man?
I've been cool, you know what I'm saying? Colorado living. Probably if you want to come back to Cali to take this podcast shit off the road and into the sky, you know what it is.
Right on, man.
Oh, yeah, and I was telling about my NFT idea with the shirt.
Oh, the shirt and the...
Yeah.
Well, essentially what an NFT is just a piece of content that can't be replaced.
Digital art, right?
It's digital art. It can be music. It can be a lot of different things.
Digital asset.
Yeah, essentially a digital asset that can't be replaced. Like, it's one of one. Like, it can be similar ones, but each and every single NFT is unique.
And that's how do you create an NFT?
How do you create one?
I mean, I have a Mintable account, and I have a MetaMask account, and I'm all the way pretty much locked in. I just don't know how to further myself in. I'm in the door, though, but that's it. I got MetaMask, and I got the Mintable account.
Well, you're on the right path. It's the same steps I've been taking in.
Okay.
You have to, like, find a project that you like an NFT project that's not out yet. You have to join their Discord. And on Discord is where you find out about minting and getting this early minting and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually got a few follows for some not out yet mintable like collections. And I've kind of been skeptical on even trying to click on the link, but I followed them back. But I see they have Discord channels, and I'm like kind of skeptical on even hitting them back. I'll send them to you if you want to check them out and shit, but you know.
I would I have this website I go on where it's called Rarity Tools.
Okay.
Rarity.tools. You can Google it, and they have a little tab that says upcoming, and it's a list of upcoming NFTs, and on there they have more legit ones.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so how did you get into NFTs?
Cause I've been doing a little cryptocurrency trading and stuff like that, and I made a little money. Not that big. I made a little money, and I got excited. That's all that happened.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So for those who don't know, including me, and for those out there who don't know, in order for you to get into NFT, do you have to know about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, or anything else like that? Or
it's recommended because most of
recommended
NFT buying is through it's through Ethereum, which is like the second biggest
Ethereum. Yes, yeah. Yes, Ethereum or something, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. The second biggest cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So, just to know a little bit about it, just so you don't lose your money, because sometimes transferring money from, like, do you know what Coinbase is?
Yes, but I don't know too much. I have the app, but I haven't logged in or signed up or nothing. I'm getting ready to. I'm about to buy a third phone and a laptop for all of this.
So let's say you buy some Ethereum on Coinbase, right?
Yeah.
And you want to move it into your wallet. Your Coinbase wallet, so you can buy stuff, or your MetaMask wallet.
Right.
If you fuck up the address, if you don't copy it right, or if you don't save it right, you can lose money.
Mm.
And it's a process that they charge you for. It sucks. Some of the fees are ridiculous. Like, I was trying to invest
in. So you've gone through that problem already, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. Luckily, I haven't lost any money, but I have had to pay ridiculous fees to get my money out from the wallet.
Right. Okay. So Coinbase is a must. Ethereum is a must. Is Bitcoin a must to understand what NFTs are?
Well, yeah, Bitcoin pretty much is the gold standard, so it runs the market. So if Bitcoin's going up, then it's probably,
and then everything else is going up too.
Most likely. It's not
okay.
It's very possible.
Bitcoin, What about stocks?
I don't know too much about stocks.
Well, what I'm saying is, does owning or having any share or any kind of stock matter into Bitcoin, Coinbase, or anything else like that?
No, but it's similar, though. I don't know if you use Robinhood, but it's very similar to using Robinhood.
Okay. Oh, Robinhood. I actually have that app. My little brother told me about it.
Yeah, Coinbase and stuff, and crypto.com, which is the one that I used.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I've been trying to pump everybody buy crypto.com.
Wait.
What?
The people that deal with the switching an NFT, like when you buy it, what do they do? What's their like basic job?
What do you mean? Like if I sold an NFT to Mario?
You a fee for because it's an eBay like that? Essentially, you could buy an NFT from anybody.
You just list it on there and see if people will offer.
Not cash, but
Yeah, because I heard Gary V say that he sold his NFT to, like, let's just throw out a name, random name. This isn't real, but let's say he sold it to Drake, and then Drake sold it to me. And so basically, he made $51 million for selling it to Drake, and then Drake selling it to me, he made 80% off the royalties from Drake because he originally owned it. So regardless, you're making money. Even if you already sold it to somebody else, them selling it to the third, fourth party, you're making some kind of bands off of it. That's if you get that royalty kind of situation locked in, right?
Crazy. I did not know. That's dope.
That's crazy. That's
yeah. Yeah, dog. I was just watching a video about Gary Vee explaining it. He didn't say Drake or anything, so those out there listening don't believe that. But you know what I'm saying? He made $91 million in 90 days. He made $40 million off of him selling it, and then the rest of that money he made off of royalties.
I guess so. I guess if you mint them, you get royalties on them.
But my question was, like, do you have to go through all these companies, or you could just sell an NFT?
On your website. It gets minted directly on your website, and then it gets listed on OpenSea. Most of the stuff on OpenSea.
So it's more like an eBay.
Kinda.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But the thing, the reason people go to OpenSea is because the gas fee or the fee, the blockchain. Like I told you, I could have bought the NFT for $300 plus $15,000 in fees.
Okay, we're talking about that. Like he was talking about how the new currency is going to leave people like one side hella rich and one side the hella broke. Yeah.
Yeah, like how in the movies back in the day they were saying it's going to be the rich feeding the rich and then the poor killing the poor. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we don't make this money, okay. So Chewy had mentioned something about the metaverse earlier, and I had put it into connection, piggybacking off of what he had said, pretty much that if we don't make this money now in digital currency now, instead of in 3 years later when the metaverse is like the biggest thing like it is TikTok now, those who don't know about NFT, Bitcoin or anything, in 5 years they're going to be the poorest of the poor regardless if they have $100 million in cash, because they don't have that money in digital currency, they're going to be poor. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they should be investing that kind of shit.
But yeah, this NFT shit is crazy.
And it's gonna take Bitcoin off,
dog. I was gonna say, oh, Mario said he's coming back in a minute. He just has to clock out and shit.
It's all good. It's all good. But yeah, pretty much though, like, the poor are gonna be the poor, and motherfuckers are gonna hate it because young cats like you and I are sitting here talking about it, following it, and trying to tell people to get on it, you know what I'm saying? While they think it's a pyramid scheme, it's really the way of the next world of the future.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? All these rappers and all these entertainers and all these, like, DJs and just people who are just on all kind of platforms just making cash money and not investing in, they're not going to do too much.
Yeah, that's the one thing I like about these NFTs and Bitcoins and everything. I feel like before this shit was happening and everybody knew about it, it was like everything was predictable. But right now, we don't even know how the future is going to be. You know, like,
that's 100%. I agree, dog. I agree.
That we knew what was going to happen. Rich people knew what was going to happen with this shit.
They've been knowing it for like 10 years, dog.
Since
Bitcoin first came out in 2000, whatever, 7 or 8.
I'm talking about like the old rich guys, you know, like how, what was his name that was talking about shit about Bitcoin? The rich ass nigga?
Gary Vee, Bill Gates.
No.
What's
that? There's this, I think it was Warren Buffett or somebody.
David Attenberg? Was it David Attenberg? The guy from Planet? Animal Planet, you know?
I don't know. It was just some super rich guy. They're all hating on it. But really, you don't know where shit's going to go right now. I was telling him, like, It's crazy. These super rich old guys knew what shit was going to happen until NFTs and shit came out. Because it's, like, really unpredictable. You don't even know where it's going to go now.
Who even invented NFTs?
Well, I think it's part of, like, Bitcoin and stuff, right? Who invented, like... Oh, okay. Wait, let me... Hey, I'm going to disconnect it again. Tell me if you lose, if you can't hear me.
All right. Hello?
Yeah.
You really came
through for me.
Hello? Yeah,
dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, I got that last segment locked in, so we're good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Mario's back too.
Oh, yep, what's going on with the guy? You know what I'm saying? Mario's the other brother man in
The Lonely Boys.
And the Lonely Boys. You know what I'm saying? Shout out your situation. Whatever it is that you got going on. If you got any words from the wise to let these little motherfuckers know what it is and spit that shit, bro.
Yeah, you know the Lonely Boys. Probably Lonely Boys ever. If you look up Lonely
The Loneliest Boys. Of Boys ever.
Look, like Lonely Boys with two Z's, you're gonna find it.
You know what it is.
Yeah, basically, you know.
Big dabs, I hear it.
Nah, it's because I got a lighter. I'm lighting it with the torch, my wood.
Huh. Hell yeah. Damn, man. Yeah, Colorado life, though, it's been cool, brother, man. I've been out here doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been out here since, January 15th, 16th, somewhere around there.
All right, right here. Fuck, marry, or kill. Colorado, Texas, and California.
I'm going to fuck Cali. I'm going to marry Colorado, and I'm going to kill Texas. 100%, bro. I ain't finna kiss that. But I fuck with everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, in every state. But weather-wise... Bug wise and just like I don't know how to say it, but like not sweating wise, it's gonna be Colorado that I'm gonna marry. Like no kizap. Like
and the tornadoes in Texas.
No joke. Jesus Christ, holy fuck, beans and rice. I'm telling you, them motherfuckers out there, northeast, fucking northwest, fucking whoo. Colorado, or I'm sorry, Texas, there is no joke. You know what I'm saying? You can feel that wind from like 5 to 10 miles away, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think we did a podcast about it, huh?
Yeah, we did. I ain't finna cap though, real quick, since we lost that other segment of the podcast. Shout out Zaybang. Shout out Gunna Goes Global. Shout out Lil Bean. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, Hype Boy. Shout out Kobe, JYDN. Shout out Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Mozzie. Shout out YG. Everybody who tapped in with me to, not YG or definitely not Mozzie, but just shout out to everybody who tapped in about getting on to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Kind of situation. I'm trying to get going on the YouTube channel. You know what it is. I'm really just trying to interview upcoming artists, entertainers, DJs. It doesn't matter what you're fucking doing. Like if you're throwing your name out there and you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, shine or just get up out the hood, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to do what it is that you're trying to do for your family or whatever. Like I'm on it. And just know that like I'm gonna be podcasting real soon on the YouTube channel, straight out of Berkeley, California, possibly. So, I'm saying regardless if nobody hits me up that I've already reached out to, we gonna make it. You know what I'm saying here. How do you?
Me?
Yeah, you and Mario. How do y'all?
I'm 25.
I'm 25.
Great.
I'm 28.
28. Oh yeah, we finna be there by the time I'm 30. By the time you know what I'm saying, we all like 30, 32, 33. We finna be up there. We finna be doing what it is, you know. So Mario, real quick, how'd you get into TikTok, brother man?
My cousin's friend has been working there for a while, and I guess they were looking for people, and I was working a job I didn't really like, and so my cousin just hit me up out of the blue one day and was like, "Hey, do you want to? Are you interested in being a moderator?" And I was like, "For what?" He's like, "TikTok," and it was cool. It just kind of fell on my lap, and I got blessed that I got hired.
Is it easy? Do you like it? Are they like? Do you got a suicide net or something? Or
eventually, you could be moderating the fucking metaverse.
That's the goal.
You know what I'm saying? You could be.
Yeah, that's the goal ultimately, to get more moderating jobs in the future.
Oh yeah,
it's not that hard.
So if I had came out there and I had asked you if you could put me on, you could type shit or no?
We just finished hiring. I had just tried to put my auntie on, and they told me that they're not hiring anymore.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, because I'm telling you, it's not rocket science. There's like a learning curve, but the cool thing is that they give you the right amount of training and stuff.
Right. Just, okay.
Like what they had me, where I started was pretty terrible. I was doing a scrubbing child porn off of TikTok. That was a little hard, but other than that, it was.
You were scrubbing child porn off of TikTok?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of it, or was a lot of it. I don't know. We scrubbed, like, I want to say, like, 200,000 cases.
What the fuck? What do you mean child porn? Like, children uploading it or adults?
It's a mix of both.
That's a lot, Loki, because you haven't really been doing
it. What? Yeah. You know, I've always thought about that shit. Like, there's definitely sick-ass children who grow up and put these things on the internet too, right? Like, there's got to be.
Wait, say that again?
There's got to be sick-ass, dirty-minded children who put up bodies on the internet thinking ugly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
a lot of the cases, it's like that. It's self-generated, like self-generated child porn.
Wow.
Sometimes we get really bad cases where it's like an actual predator posting this shit.
Right.
And then all of it gets reported to the government, and we have like...
What do you mean? Wait. Everything gets recorded that we post on TikTok?
No, everything, every case that we find that has the bad stuff on it gets reported to the government.
Wait. You completely cut out for like 10 seconds. What happened? Everything gets reported to what?
To the government. Like every time we catch somebody posting child pornography on the internet, it gets reported to the government.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's as far as it goes for us.
So what about if like motherfuckers is posting shit from like the sideshows?
I think that does violate
guidelines. I try to put some drifting videos on TikTok of my friend drifting. But yeah, they took it off real quick because it's unsafe or something.
Yeah, my shit is still on TikTok, but it was definitely East Oakland sideshow. You know what I'm saying? But
it's weird. Some stuff proof. Sometimes some shit doesn't.
I think it's like how you post the clips in order of.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because the video I posted was just him drifting.
The video I posted was the police on us, like me recording the police helicopters, the cars just like doing a circles, and then it never got taken down.
That's tight.
Yeah. I'm probably one of the rare ones.
Yeah, but TikTok's cool. Working for them is cool. Like, they have it's a really cool company. I like it. I get to work from home. I can't complain there. So
right. Yeah, that's tight though, dog. That's tight. I definitely don't want to. I don't know how to say it, but like, I definitely want to pretty soon. I want to make sure that motherfuckers is waking up and they're making sure they're paying me to be on their shit.
Any of these rappers try to charge you?
Yeah, of course. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. Not necessarily rappers, but entertainers who are coming up, and they're definitely big popping out there in Cali and like doing what it is. I'm not finna throw out no names because I'm not trying to be like, dissing nobody or nothing like that, because I respect it. I understand the hustle and the and like the game, you know what I'm saying? And they're on the rise, so I definitely respect the whole game. But only one person has asked me about payment for the podcast slash interview kind of situation. Everybody else, well, I had one person out here in Denver, Colorado, tell me to hit him up as soon as, you know what I'm saying, my channel's up and run and running. And then I had somebody else hit me up asking about, like, the video setup, like, the studio and everything. And they were just pretty much just trying to get videos and pictures of, like, what everything looked like kind of thing. I haven't necessarily hit them back because, like, you know, it was kind of sketchy and shit. But everybody else, let me see. Zaybang, oh, I already threw that name out there, huh? Zaybang definitely, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Zaybang, shout out Lil Bean, you know what I'm saying? Zaybang hit me back up, and he told me maybe sometime down the road, he's busy right now handling some business, you know what I'm saying, while he's on the rise doing his thing. But, you know what I'm saying? I got a few not necessarily promises, but, like, good views, you know, looking up to where...
Check it out.
Smokey. To where... I can't decide to, like, not follow through this. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten more than enough hitbacks to be like, you know what? I have to follow through with this shit.
Yeah.
No crap. You know? I'm about to get 3 mics. I'm about to get a solid little computer, solid little keyboard set for it. I'm about to try to get the biggest soundboard wall that I can get. Probably some studio time, if not a room somewhere for a studio kind of setup. I'm about to do all this shit, man, with no dollars, no money, and just kind of just me and my dreams. Because, like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, motherfuckers out here in Colorado were telling me, asking me, like, yo, dog, are you doing your own thing on YouTube, wooty-wop, music, this, and that, and hella shit. Decided not to tell nobody about my music or my podcasting or anything, but people had just naturally thought that I was doing it. So I was kind of like, you know what, maybe it's my calling. And I started hitting up everybody in Name Mama that I know as an up-and-coming artist the past couple days, and I've been getting some responses. So I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe I should fuck with it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I swear you should be posting more on TikTok.
You think so? What's on TikTok? Like you mean my podcasts?
Just videos, but it's, yeah, your podcast.
Just you talking. You have something about the way you talk. It's entertaining, so.
Right, you be cracking.
Hello?
You be cracking me up on it. That's why I be telling you, posting it.
Yo. It cut out when Mario said yo.
What?
It cut out when Mario said "what yo." So what did he say?
I just said that when you have like a way of talking that's like very entertaining. So I think you'd be hit on TikTok like doing story times and shit.
Yeah.
People like that shit a lot.
Yeah, that's why I'd be telling you on Instagram you should be posting on TikTok, because that should be that me did.
Oh, you mean my, like my rants and all that other shit?
The rants.
Oh, man of the week. Yeah. I ain't finna cap though. Would it be a dumb idea for me to move to Berkeley to like take this shit off with like my book, my podcasting, my music, my vlogging and interviewing? Would that be stupid? Should I do it from out here? I feel like I should move back out there to like handle that for like a year and a half, and then.
All the artists you're talking about are, like, from around here, right?
Yeah. But I hit up a few artists from Texas. I hit up a few artists from New York. And I hit up a few artists from, like, New Mexico.
And they've been hitting you up?
Not yet. None of them yet, no.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Berkeley's lit.
That's what I'm saying, right? Berkeley's lit, right? But, like, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, the end of January or something, you know? Mm-hmm. We got some young noodles out here made fresh and hot for your boy on a glass plate. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like pasta noodles?
Yep. The young smackery. My homie Tev, shout out Tev, Vet Life, you know what I'm saying? He's an up-and-coming artist out here from Colorado Springs. He really with the shits, you know what I'm saying? And he really get down with the get down. Personally, the way I explained it to him, the way my big homie explained it to me.
Oh, man.
Hey, I think you're cutting out.
Oh, did it, like, cut out completely?
And shit.
You were cutting out a little bit.
What part did you hear last?
My big homie.
Yeah, your friend. He's an up-and-coming artist.
Yeah, so my big homie was telling me that this is a dead-end state. This is a state where you come to where you're either A, already established, or on your way to establishment in the kind of avenue that I'm trying to take it in. You know what I'm saying? So I have to leave here and then come back here later and then move forward from here or take off from here kind of shit. But, like, Colorado is not it. It's a growing state and it's a dead-end state because who do you know out of Colorado?
Like, rapper-wise or?
Anybody. Anybody, dog. Who do you know out of Colorado?
Wait, give me one thing. They're from Colorado?
Yeah.
Who?
Robots.
Who?
You don't know fucking, what's their most famous song?
Handlebars?
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Oh, really?
No handlebars.
With no handlebars. With no handlebars. Yeah, I know that song.
I can show you how to do she does. That's just slap, bro. I used to be into the football, but I don't know. You're right, I guess.
Who the fuck is out of Colorado, bud? Nobody. So, I'm trying to be one of the biggest and one of the only out of Colorado, and I'm definitely trying to bring my boy Tev out of Colorado, too, because I'm telling you, he's got a G-Herbo look physically. But he's got a schoolboy Q sound.
Mm-hmm.
No cap. You know what I'm saying? He rapped just like schoolboy Q, but he looked just like G Herbo.
But yeah, when you get out here, I'm down, like I was saying, to make one of those rapping singing songs.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm down for sure. Honestly, to be so real, I'm not sure how to establish myself as a with the podcasting situation. Like, I know I want you and Mario on the team 100%. And then my other homie, Alex, too. And then Zachary as a videographer and a photographer. You remember Zach who was at your house that other time when I was with you?
I think so.
Yeah, that little dark-skinned boy?
I think.
Yeah, that little Mexican? Yeah. So, I don't know whether if I want to be a traveling podcaster to go to, like, different places to, like, interview people for the shits or if I want them to, like, come to me kind of thing where it's, like, a new jumper kind of thing. But I don't know. I just know that, like, I'm trying to be the younger version.
But
not necessarily better or more improved than Joe Rogan, but I want to be the younger, newer generation kind of podcasting of like Joe Rogan. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's no subject specificity or whatever, but like, you know, I'll take anybody. I'll take all walks of life type shit.
But yeah, the thing about living in like the Bay Area and big cities,
gas is $7.
Yeah. But I'm just
the toll is $7, right?
But as I was saying, a lot of famous people come to you. You know what I'm saying? They do shows out here and shit. So that's how you can get interviews. They always come to California.
That's how Nagwar does it, right?
Like, if anything, if you really want to get up, I would move to L.A.
Bro, I was literally thinking about that shit already.
My friend moved to L.A. and he got a job on a show, like, almost instantly.
Why?
He's a sound engineer. He works for Cocomelon, but it is way easier to like...
He works for Cocomelon?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's in charge of the music.
What?
Yeah.
How did he get into that?
He's just real good at what he does.
So it sounds like California is the spot for me to go to for me to take off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you really want to take off.
People from around the world come to California.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
It's either California or New York.
Right.
And you're coming to California.
I'm better off coming to Cali because I already know what it is.
I better be than New York.
Right. I'm flexing my folks from out there, you know what I'm saying? But
I know one guy from New York.
I know a few folks from out there.
The minute center.
What's that?
Cool. Well,
where is my charging? Oh, there it is.
I want to start recording it. I got a GoPro.
You got a GoPro?
Yeah.
Would you be down to come to Berkeley and shit?
It's good. Are you come down to me?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have some mics, like a little table, little camera, you know what I'm saying? A computer and keyboard for, like, the switching of the camera views and shit. Like, I'm going to have it all set up real nice, real tight.
Yeah, I'm down.
The show. Yeah, the show. Damn, dog. I'm thinking about coming out there by Monday.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, by next Friday, really.
Yeah, but I'm down to take this podcast and shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Next level.
The show.
I think the podcasting is a feature.
Well, I'm saying, like,
it's more free.
We're the future of it because we're the younger, newer, smoother, suave version of Joe Rogan and anybody else, Sway, 45, Funks, Flex, like anybody out here doing all these rappers and artists and DJ, like Breakfast in the morning, autumn, they're all old heads now.
That's true.
No cap. Like, and I'm not trying to disrespect anybody and everybody who hears this, you know what I'm saying? But they're all OGs, dog. You know what I'm saying? They're all old heads. So it's like it's a young man's world out here. Damn it.
You're asking them what they ate for breakfast and shit. Let me ask
you. You know what I'm saying? It's a young man's world, dog. Any generation after us is listening to us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers who are 15, if they're tuned in onto the internet, they're gonna find my shit and they're gonna hear us out.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, podcasting.
I'm gonna try to write a book though, too, on top of the podcasting, but I'm gonna try to write that book on the hush hush kind of thing, because I don't necessarily know what kind of avenues it is that I need to take for that, you know.
Well, you're gonna, it's just about your life, right? Yeah, what does it take to write a book? Just write
I don't know. You know. I mean, passion, commitment, you know what I'm saying? Literature.
Yeah, time. I try to write a lot at school. That's the worst.
I could even write like third perspective story kind of stories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So, wait. Mario, you moved back from L.A.?
I was in Bakersfield.
Yeah, Bakersfield. So, you moved back?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're living with young Schusters?
Yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, wait, when did you get started with TikTok?
Like 3 months ago, something like that.
Yo, have y'all heard of Aiden Ross?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did that loser ass piece of shit come from?
He was YouTube. He first he was a video games, and he just started doing lives of like famous rappers and doing such shit, and that's really all he did
to become. I don't know how.
And Speed, you know Speed?
No.
It's his other friend that got hella famous off that shit too.
Yeah, shout out Aiden Ross. Shout out Speed, you know what I'm saying? Come fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, come have me on your podcast or something. But like, how the fuck? Because out of nowhere, they just was on all over the internet. I'm like, what the fuck? Soulja Boy? What? Uzi Vert? What?
Yeah, Uzi's like their best friend now.
I don't understand how.
Tory Lanez.
Bro, I'm telling you, boy, if I ever meet any of these famous fucks, they're often be like, yo, Jose's the truth. Mm-hmm. Jose's loudmouth ass don't give a fuck. Man, that's a trip, though, man. We got to be next for sure. I'm going to speak it into existence. It's been like a burning desire in my heart for like the past month where like I've been seeing other folks do their thing, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm kind of like, that should be me. That has to be me. That needs to be me. Like, I get excited seeing crowds like go crazy to like an artist doing a thing on the stage. And it's kind of like, damn. And I know this is going to sound a little toxic, but like, I want that kind of control, power, and just fame, you know, but I want to do it for the right. I want to do it for the right reasons. I'm not trying to do no Travis Scott, Drake shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's your,
huh?
It's like One Piece. That's your dream. You know what I'm saying? You be watching One Piece? The
anime? Yeah, I'm trying to reach out to the masses. I'm trying to like, people have always asked me, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. But what I know, what I want to do is I want to help people more than one at a time. And I feel like I can't do that any other way unless I have some kind of platform or voice, or I am somebody within the group of somebodies to be able to have people to listen to me, for me to be able to help more than one at a time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes more sense than just being famous.
Yeah. The only reason why I want rich and famous so I can help the masses.
Beat.
At a time, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to hear what I have to say, what I've been through, what I haven't gone through, and how I did or didn't deal with it. And that's why I'm also trying to write a book, because like I feel like, as much as like as young as I am, I feel like I've been through enough, more than enough shit for me to help out even OGs get through their day, kind of shit, you know. And I'm not trying to like chew my horn or brag my shit or whatever, but like that's just where I'm at. That's just my passion and goal, you know, is for that reasoning. There would be no other reasoning for me to want to do this so passionately if it wasn't for that.
That's good. It's, when you said you might be really coming soon?
Yeah, dog, probably. So basically, I'm going to get paid tomorrow. And then tomorrow, I was going to look at plane tickets and, like, look at prices and just everything else in between. But I just have to look at everything because, I have things that I have to bring with me, you know, blankets, shoes, yeah, clothes, stuff like that, you know, that I've been acquiring the past year, not necessarily furniture and shit, but just a lot of personal things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I could bring an airsoft gun with me through an airplane ride, right?
No, yeah, no.
Even if I put it underneath the airplane?
Nah, yeah, I don't think you could do that.
Yeah, shut that.
Just send it to yourself through the mail.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Send it to like a P.O. box?
Right, get a P.O. box, send it to another P.O. box, huh?
Yeah. Some airsofting? You've been airsofting or what?
Yeah, dog. If I didn't break my other phone, I would have been uploading that shit and posting it. But yeah, bro, motherfuckers out here do that shit like hunting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's swimming out here. Like, motherfuckers out here love doing that shit. So my boy was like, yo, bro, you trying to come airsofting? I was like, hell yeah. I had the goggles. I had the vest, like the shin guards, like the butt guard, like everything. Huh?
Do people be arguing hella in airsoft? I love those YouTube videos where they argue.
Okay. So the division that I was put in, no. But like the higher ranks, like the people who would go on after us. So there was time slots for certain, like rookie, advanced, intermediate, you know, shit like that, pro, expert, shit like that, throughout the day. So like the worst of the worst would go in the morning, and then they would like progress through grade throughout the day, and then they would close by like 8 p.m. So every time I went, it was like 3 o'clock, whatever, you know what I'm saying, kind of like time. So it wasn't like never anything like that. But like there's been times where a motherfucker got hit and he didn't raise his hand and say, ow, ow, ow. And like motherfuckers was pegging his dumb ass. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Just pegging, just not letting loose at all. And then they would even shout like, he's out, he's out, he's out, he's out, cheater, cheater, cheater. And I'm like, damn, dog. Like, and then like the person who would be trying to cheat and get hit, they'd be like backed up all the way to the wall. They'd be like, all right, all right. And they would try to get all mad, but then the whole group would be like, bro, shut the fuck up. You were just trying to matter of fact, just cut. You can't come here anymore. And like they would take pictures and just do the whole nine, but like, yeah, motherfuckers were gonna get banned off that shit. Tough.
Easy.
Yeah, like motherfuckers almost fist fought a few times over that. I ain't finna cap. Like I remember one time somebody was reloading and his boy was shifting his hat or something and he got hit in the face. And it was an open area, and like it was like medics were there. It was a big well, like it was a lot of controversy within it. But I remember that they were saying if you see somebody shifting their helmet or something, or like loosening their strap to like tighten it, you can't shoot. But like out of the panic from turning the corner, he's seen two motherfuckers with big ass guns, and like he's just panicked and he shot them. But I remember dude who got hit in, like, the side of the eye, almost the temple. He, like, lunged toward this guy with his gun towards his neck and, like, tried to, like, hammer him down. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, dude was on the floor and then his gun was on dude's throat and he was, like, trying to lift it up against his chin. You know what I'm saying? To where he had, like, no breath or anything. But everybody ended up jumping on him and blowing him off and all the shit.
I just want to go for the drama.
Yeah, dog. They just don't give a fuck. Like,
huh? We got Nick on the pod.
Oh shit! It's
oh, me. Young Nick, what's happening with the guy?
What's up with it? Who's that?
Yeah, you know I'm saying it's Young Hoser, CDL Hoser, Young the Janitor. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
You remember that tall, lanky ass, dumbass, annoying motherfucker who was at the house?
Nick be Purple on sick Hoser? Ones,
yeah, I'll be on mean ass ones.
Yeah, what's going on with the guy? What you doing today?
Shit, just got off of work.
Hell yeah, where you back working at? Work.
All right, let me go.
But yeah, my phone's about to die soon, so.
All right. So you're signing off or what?
No, we got a few minutes. I got 8%.
Okay, hell yeah. How's baby girl doing? Lila.
Leica.
Right here. Yeah, how's Leica doing?
She's a beast right here.
Yeah? Just sitting next to you and shit, saliva laying all over you?
Nah, she's walking around, doing her thing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, shit, man. I'm about to get up out of here since you're on 8%. I'm about to probably go hop in the shower and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get my editing and everything out the way. Real quick though, is Mario still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's up, dog? What Chrome, Windows, Apple, what do you suggest best for video editing, YouTubing, and podcasting?
A lot of people use Apple.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people use the Apple products.
I need
to
get my battery changed up my computer.
Okay.
I think it's plus.
Okay. Yeah, just because like I've been kind of wondering about it, you know, and I see the Chrome is the cheapest. Windows is like the best for like business slash like editing kind of thing. But I know Apple is like all the way around, but they are like top of the line type shit.
Yeah, but if you want something good, you can get like a Windows computer that still works fine. I think you just have to download different programs.
Okay, so Windows is pretty much good, but just alternative programs for everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Apple does.
No, but there's like a something Pro.
Pro X Tools?
Final Cut Pro?
Yes, Final Cut Pro free.
Oh, they have a free version?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Link. No, he has the free version. Like,
oh.
It's illegal.
Nice.
Well, all right, man. Fucking, you know what it is. It's the janitor, a.k.a. Rez, a.k.a. CDL Hoser. CDL Hoser is going to be my official name on all platforms just because that's a universal name, you know, so it is what it is, you know. But I'm just signing up out of here from Colorado Springs out to, you know what I'm saying, the area, Hayward, California. Shout out the Lonely Boys, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Mario, follow his IG, and shout out my boy Chewy, follow his IG, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Y'all trying to sign out or?
Yeah, just follow us on Lonely Boys and everything.
Yeah,
two Z's on boys.
Yeah, follow Lonely Boys and be on the lookout for them Lonely Boys NFTs.
Oh yeah,
you know what it is. All right, y'all have a good one. I'm gonna tap in with y'all soon.
All right, you too, man. Take care.
All right, late.